What did you do immediately after you left school?
Well, I went in to do watch repairing, and it was all right. But then when my father decided that he was going to move up into Birmingham, of course, that job finished, and we moved. And then I looked around Birmingham, and I got another job with another man doing in the jewellery quarter doing watch repairing, and I stayed there for a while. But eventually, I realised that my eyesight wasn't quite up to doing things like that. So, I moved out of that trade into directly. I went actually into instrument making, and then it was all right. But again, I was tied down, and I didn't really enjoy it. So I jobs were more easy to get then. So I managed to find a job which was doing maintenance work. And it suited me down to the ground because I liked that, and it was and I carried on doing maintenance work ever since, and right up until the more or less until I retired, you know.
And when did you get married?
I'm a 1968, so I'd be 33 or something like that, or 30 odd anyway.
How did your wife or previous girlfriends perhaps react to your diabetes?
Well, some people would understand, and other people, my wife understands, you know. But the first, I remember the first time that I had a hypo, my wife was, she panicked a bit, and then after a bit, she realised, I don't know, I think she sort of found out what to do, and after that, she just takes it in a stride. She doesn't bother her now. She's in fact, she's more able to tell if my blood sugar's going down than I am. She just looks at me and says, "You know, you better get something to eat." And the reason for that is that over a long period of time, the sensitivity to insulins decreases.